Today we're talking about the power of social media.
I got the power. Let's talk about that vid. Hey, it's in the 8 o'clock hour right now. Every Monday night, this is Vid Talk with me, JR, and
Ray.
That's right.
On ICRT.
That's right. FM 100. Thank you very much for tuning in. Today, we're going to talk about your favorite videos, the one that you've chosen for us to talk about here on the airwaves, and we're going to teach you the English within it as well.
Vid Talk 就是 Video Talk， 每个礼拜呢有你们选的影片，由我跟 JR 来讨论里面的内容，以及教导里面的英文的片语或者是单词的用法。
And at the end of the show, we're going to issue you a challenge, so do listen very carefully.
Uh-huh.
And also, please do vote for the next video, which is on our website as well, voicetube.com/radio.
所以我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio 可以做两件事情，我们每个礼拜的节目当中都会 issue you a challenge, 都会给你一个挑战。那这个翻译挑战呢，如果你回答的时候，在下礼拜有可能有机会在我们的节目当中播出来你的声音，或者是讲出来你的答案。那你也可以决定下个礼拜我们要讨论哪一部影片，总共会有四部影片让你选择。看完之后呢，告诉我们你想要听到我跟 JR 讨论哪一部影片。
So this is your choice from last week. The people's choice is Obama tweets. This is the topic of it. It's really funny. We're going to talk about this in just a bit. But before we start, tweets, people might get a little bit confused, especially here in Taiwan, because not a lot of people use Twitter here.
That's right. We use
Facebook more, right?
Yep, we're all stuck on Facebook.
Facebook.
So let me give you guys a short, brief introduction about Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, so Twitter, it's a company that runs on social media. It's basically a social media platform where people can tweet. So that's a verb, that's an action. So that's T-W-E-E-T, tweeting. That's an action of producing a text that's within 140 characters. Mm-hmm. And you post it on this website called Twitter. The starting point of this whole idea of a company called Twitter is that people want to share like their frivolous thoughts, like their little small thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they confined it to 140 characters within that limit. And as of right now, it has 500 million users.
Oh my gosh.
And 300 million of them are active.
Compared to Facebook, is that more or less?
That's actually, I think, about the same. But the nature of the two websites are very different.
Very different. It's more like Plurk, right? Like Pulang.
Ah, Plurk, yeah. Taiwanese use Plurk, I think.
Not that much, but some of my friends do use
like
Plurk.
Yeah, something like that.
Twitter and Pulang 比较像一
点。Yeah, it's very short messages. And you can share basically everything. And you can, there's two very special attributes to it. First of all, you can add hashtags.
Right,
you can hashtag something, and you can see all the trending topics every day. Right? Yeah. On a daily basis, you can see what everybody is talking about, hashtag. So for example, the day the great legend Michael Jackson died, so it was all over Twitter. Mm-hmm. Everybody was hashtagging that, oh, Michael Jackson died.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one attribute. You can hashtag things, you can follow the trend, you can discover new trends, and you can hashtag things that follow such trend or create your own trend. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that you can tweet to anyone. There's a at, so that little, I don't know, like in
like
Chinese.
小老鼠.
Yeah, 小老鼠, we say 小老鼠. At. So you can at anyone. You can forward your Twitter to anyone. And especially this is fun because there are a lot of celebrities on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
So you can hashtag, right, according to trends, and you can
hashtag point, Taylor Swift, hashtag
yeah.
blah, blah,
you
blah.
You can point your tweet using the at sign to celebrities. Mm. And sometimes they read your tweet.
Oh, they do? They do?
Yeah, sometimes
they
do.
500 million users. I doubt that they would read it, like every single one of them, though.
Maybe not every single one, but here's the thing. The video that we're talking about today is by Jimmy Kimmel. He's a comedian, like a What's that kind of show?
It's called Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Yeah, it's a talk show.
One of my favorite comedians. I love him so much because he really knows how to make a joke without laughing himself.
Yeah, like with a really straight face.
Like a poker face, but he's still doing it very, very, very well.
Yeah.
Like the 面笑匠型的这个主持人. So this video series is on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
That's right.
And they got this session called, this unit called Mean Tweets.
Mean Tweets.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny because they make celebrities read out the tweets that they get from people.
Yeah.
And some of them are not nice. Actually, they choose the ones that are not nice.
Yeah, are mean.
Some are actually quite cruel and offensive. Uh-huh. But they make these celebrities read them. And they videotape their reactions.
Yeah,
it's kind of cruel, but...
Yeah.
It's fun to us, though. Yeah. And some celebrities are very humorous. They just laugh it off. Others get offended by it.
Uh-huh.
But you can see it all on this session called Mean Tweets. Look it up on YouTube. It's kind of funny at the same time. It kind of is, you know, thought-provoking.
Yeah,
kind makes of. You think deeply about... Wow,
what you're saying.
Yeah, what we're saying, what kind of dent that we're making in the world in cyberspace.
Yeah.
So it makes you think deeply about it, about this issue.
Because people take it for granted. They think, well, I'm anonymous, like I'm a nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody would be hurt by this. Nobody would even see this. But in fact, they're real people. Like beyond the net,
right?
The real people you're insulting,
right? That's the problem that occurs when you don't get to see each other's face.
Yeah,
like you think that I'm hidden behind cyberspace, nobody will know.
Yeah, that's right.
But in fact, no, you're hurting someone.
Yeah.
But it's funny, and this time, in this episode, the celebrity that they brought in, well, actually, it is not some celebrity. It's the President of the United States.
It's like the
President
Commander-in-Chief
Obama.
Of the United States.
Yeah, so of course, when you're president of the state, you're going to get supporters. There's also going to be a lot of haters.
Yeah, right? It's like how the system works. It's an adversarial system. So you're going to get supporters. You're going to get like people who...
Yeah, you can't please everybody.
Yeah, disagrees with every single thing you do.
Yeah, so Obama, as President of the United States, of course, is going to get a lot of hate tweets.
Yeah.
And they made him read them, which is kind of funny on YouTube.
Yeah.
All right, so go to our website to check out the video. It's voicetube.com/radio.
Uh-huh.
But talking about the power of media, Ray, do you have any experience, any mean tweets?
Well,
you don't use Twitter, but you use Facebook.
Well, I do have a Twitter, right? I have a Twitter, so follow me. If you guys are on Twitter, follow me at RayDoEnglish. I have three platforms. I have Facebook, I have Twitter, and then I have YouTube.
Ah.
So on these different platforms, I have different followers, and the amount varies, but it's about like 10,000-ish. So on my Facebook account, my Facebook page, on my YouTube account, I sometimes get mean comments.
You
as
do?
Well.
Oh,
yeah,
I would.
Sometimes.
We should do a mean tweet series
for me.
For you. Yeah. A special episode.
We'll do it right now.
Right here.
I'll talk about it right now. It's really interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are nice, right?
Yeah.
For Facebook, I think it's very interesting as to how different platforms, they work differently, and it results in different responses from your fans. For example, Facebook, it doesn't have a dislike button. It only has like, right? You can only like a post. You can't dislike a post.
Yeah.
You can only share a post. I guess you can share a post and talk trash about it.
That's
but
true.
But you can't dislike something, right? That's the bottom line. But on YouTube, for every video, you can upvote or downvote it.
Yeah, you can dislike it. Yeah.
Right. So there's like a bar where you can see how many upvotes and downvotes it has. And I think because of that system, people are more prone to leave negative comments on YouTube. Because for my Facebook page, I seldom get negative comments. But for my YouTube, sometimes, like once a week.
What was the meanest thing that you've got?
The meanest thing, I wouldn't say mean. I would say like they are very...
Blunt, upfront.
They're very straightforward. They'd be saying, well, I think you were not right in this video. I think you're making a very grave mistake. I think you are misleading your audience. I think you should be more careful with your video.
Wow, that's harsh. That's harsh, actually.
And whenever I see those kind of comments, I get really pressured. Like, should I reply them? If I don't reply them, maybe they will think, you know, I'm goofy or I'm just like self-righteous. But if I reply them, it's like, will they attack me even more? It's like, I'm in like a dilemma. So, and there are some funny ones too. There are some people who goes like, because on my YouTube channel, I promise to deliver one video every week.
Mm-hmm.
And when I don't, like this, there's this one time when I was like really sick and I didn't do it for 1 week. I got comments saying like, you're a liar.
Oh, really?
Like, you cheated.
In some way, that maybe means they like your videos.
Yeah,
and they're
in some ways,
really expecting you to produce one per week, which you didn't live up to, and they get upset about it.
Maybe. But it's still funny to see those kind of comments and see those responses.
Do you really get affected by them, though?
I would say like, at least a little bit.
A little bit?
I wouldn't say like completely I'm unaffected by those. A little bit at least. It'll affect me and my choices of what to create, what to publish. For example, I have a video that talks about the Avengers and how you should correctly pronounce the names of different Avengers.
Right.
And that video got so many dislikes. I don't know why.
It
got like 50 dislikes. So
really?
50 person actively clicked on the downvote.
What were their responses though?
They were saying things like why would you like care about pronunciation so much? Mm-hmm. And stuff like you shouldn't like promote this way of teaching of, you know, I don't know. I don't even get it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It has about like 200 or so upvotes and then 50 downvotes.
Oh, really?
And there's a lot of haters. Like saying, oh, you pronounced that word slightly wrong, so like you're wrong. This whole video is rubbish. So it's funny how people really, they put out their best troll, their best troll behavior when they think they're like behind a veil, when they think they're behind a screen and they can say whatever they want.
Right. This just kind of reminds me of a story before, because there was this professional athlete. I think it was a baseball player. His daughter was going to university, and she went to university. His dad was so happy about it, he actually put it up on Facebook. My daughter is going to blah 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 college. She's gonna have for a major.
A great life.
And then there were a lot of people who replied, responded to that specific post, saying that, you know what? What does your daughter look like? I'm going to date your daughter. I bet your daughter sucks. Or saying very nasty things about her daughter. And her daughter actually got really pissed off at her dad.
Oh.
Why did you tell everybody? Like,
ouch.
But the next thing you know, what the dad does is really, really something. He goes to the media and he resorts to the law. And he reveals the identity of these people hiding behind Facebook.
What?
Those people who offended his daughter by posting those nasty posts. And a lot of them felt very, very shameful. Some of them even wrote an apology letter. And there were still some that still remained stubborn and saying that, hey, I didn't do anything wrong. But there were a lot of people who finally said their apologies. So I think the moral here is that even in cyberspace, you're still held responsible for your behavior and what you say in it.
Yeah, that's right.
You always have to think about it like that.
Yeah, that's right. It's another real space, and it's a real issue because nowadays the internet's so advanced. Everybody's on the internet.
Right.
And it's kind of like a different kind of playground. Like, we used to go to school, we go to the playground, we go to like art museums, and we stay at home. These are individual locations and spaces. Now, cyberspace is the actual space, and people are behaving, well, not their best in this cyberspace. And
they're showing their true colors.
And we should really address that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so to check out this video, which is kind of funny, I would say, because Obama, he does deal with it in a very positive way.
Yeah.
Check it out on our website right now. VoiceTube.com/radio is called Obama Tweets. Once again, voicetube.com/radio on the Jimmy Kimmel Live Show. Mean Tweets. Check it out right now.
And we will be back in a short while to teach you the English used to win it. The video. See you guys.
All right, and welcome back to the show. This is the second half where we teach you the English within the video. I hope you checked it out already. It's kind of funny. VoiceTube.com/radio.
所以这段是我们 Vid Talk 第二段，我会教你一些里面的英文用法、片语或者是单字。
Okay, so here's the first sentence.
online, the people who already don't like the president are criticizing him for coming here.
在线上有很多已经不喜欢总统的人一定会批评他来这里。
Online, the people who already don't like the president would criticize him for coming here.
所以在线上嘛 ,online, 很多已经不喜欢总统的人 the people who already don't like the president,一定会批评他来这里 would criticize him for coming here. So here we're looking at the word criticize. Criticize.
So it means like find fault with, to condemn.
Right, to disagree, and to provide a reason.
批评。
批评人。所以 criticize. 那 criticize 的话呢它是动词嘛。它的名词、是 criticism.
Criticism.
Criticism.、那还有另外一个名词是这个评论家的话呢我讲 critic.
Critic.
Like a movie critic.就是电影的评论家 like a food critic、
right.
就是这个美食的评鉴家
right
这样子 so criticize criticism and critic
alright so for an example here VidTalk our show VidTalk、
okay.
is open to criticism、
ah.
it's just that we never get them
whoa snap
oh, oh yeah
you said it
oh we're gonna get a lot of criticism after today's show
yeah open to criticism 的意思是说很开放对很欢迎大家来批评
欢迎大家来批评
所以 JR 刚刚说什么的对我们的 VidTalk 节目呢很欢迎大家来批评但是呢对我们没有收到任何的批评yeah, we're gonna get some today
今天晚上就会收到很多了
we hate you JR Ray you suck
so I hate your voices
alright next sentence
it's the nature of the job I guess
我想这也是当总统的宿命
It's the nature of the job, I guess.
Okay. The nature of, 这要怎么讲英文 It's kind of hard. 就是 the nature of 就是说某件事情的本质、啊。
它的本质、啊。
它的宿命的感觉吗
It's essence?
Yeah, yeah, it's essence.
It's essence, yeah.
It's the nature of the job. 的意思就是说、这份工作本来本质上宿命上本来就会发生这样的事情
right
那这边他是在讲就是跟上一句其实是连在一起的嘛就是说就是 president 总统这个工作本来就是会遭人批评的本来就是会有反对党本来就是会有支持党
yeah
所以 it's only the it's the nature of the job right 那还有另外一个说法你可以说、it's only natural、
mm-hmm.
it's only natural that something happens、
right.
it's only natural that we get hungryAnd we eat and we sleep, right?、Mm-hmm. That's something that I do very well. It's only natural. 就是它是自然的感觉，对对对。
So, for an example here, silliness is the nature of radio hosts.
I don't think we can generalize like that. Right? Maybe just us. Maybe
yeah,
just a bit talk.
Just us. Just
us. Okay, 刚JR 说这个silliness 要怎么讲？就是
不正经，
很不正经。对对对，
yeah, 不正经。
很不正经呢是这个。在做广播员的宿命 的本质，
本质是如此。
本质是如此。No, no, no, no.
Just for us.
Just
for us.
Just for VidTalk. Just for JR and Ray.
All right, let's go to the next sentence before we get too silly.
Obama's hair is looking grayer these days. Can't imagine why, since he doesn't seem to be one bit worried about all that's going on.
这阵子。奥巴马的白头发越来越多了，不懂为什么哎，因为他似乎也没在烦恼最近发生什么事啊。
Oh man, that's harsh. I like this sentence. Obama's hair is looking grayer these days. Can't imagine why, since he doesn't seem to be one bit worried about all that's going on.
Wow.
Oh, that
Ouch,
is sarcastic, but in a very, you know, smart way.
Uh-huh.
It's not like.Like saying something too
yeah,
blunt
or it's not like straight out insult.
Yeah,
it's kind of beating around the bush.
Yeah, that's right.
所以这个就是其中一个 mean tweet， 就是有人就是对奥巴马说的话。所以呢，他说什么？奥巴马的头发白头发越来越多了 ，right? Looking grayer these days. 然后
it's funny how they say in Chinese it's 白头发
，yeah yeah.
But in English it's they say gray hair 是灰头发哦 ，gray hair.
Can't imagine why since he doesn't seem to be one bit worried. 不知道为什么，因为他好像没有很烦恼最近发生什么事情。Okay, here we're looking at can't imagine why. Can't imagine why.
You know, it means like can't think of a reason why.
Imagine 就是想象嘛，就是不能想象为什么的意思。所以不能想象为什么他会这么多白头发，因为他好像也没有很担心国家大事啊。being sarcastic like that.
So as I said, yeah, this is a very, very smart way of being sarcastic about someone.
Yeah.
So for an example right here.I can't imagine why people would criticize VidTalk.
We're going back to that topic.
Continuing in that topic.
Okay, okay. Yeah, we will see like
Tonight.
Yeah, tonight. Yeah, we'll see tonight.
After tonight's
show. We can't imagine why tonight, yeah.
We will imagine.
Okay, 那我们看一下下一句。
Somebody send Obama some life hacks on how to be a good president. Ha ha. Like I bet that would help.
有人可以给奥巴马一些绝招吗？教他如何当个好总统。
Somebody send Obama some life hacks on how to be a good president.
Ouch. So, 这边我们要看的是 life hacks. Life hacks. 那 hack 这个字本身呢是骇客、侵入的意思。Hi
hacker.
Yeah, like hacker. 所以说 life hack 就是。 侵入生活那是有点怪，但是 life hack 基本上的意思就是 like 一个绝招或者是一个 tip， right? Like a good tip to life.
Right. So it's like a technique or a specific method that makes your life better, easier, or more convenient.
And for Obama, in Obama's shoes, because he's the president.
Yeah.
So his life is about being the president. Yeah. 所以他就说给他一些 life hack， 给他一些生活上的技巧，让他可以对绝招，让他可以。
That's harsh too. That's harsh.
Yeah, that means he thinks he's not doing a good job.
Yeah, we don't have any specific political stand right here. We're just talking about the video.
Yeah, we're just talking about the video. It's purely objective. Yeah.
So let's go to the next sentence before we get in trouble.
Jimmy, I think they've got a point.
Jimmy, 我觉得他们说的蛮有道理的。
Jimmy, I think they've got a point.
这句话是奥巴马说出来的哦。他说，哎，我觉得他们蛮说的蛮有道理的。所以。 I think they've got a point. They have got a point. Someone's got a point. What does that mean?
When you say you got a point, means hey, you're making sense.
Yeah, 就是你讲得很有道理。
Right.
你的理由非常的充足，非常充分。所以 got a point 有一个点，它有一个点，这意思就是说蛮有道理的。所以 I think you've got a point. 对，就是可能在讨论一件事情的时候啊，讨论到后来，你可能你同意他说的话。I think you have a point.
For an example, right here, Ray has got a point when he said JR is the coolest DJ I've ever known.
When did I say that?
In my imagination.
I have no memory of that. But yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, pretty cool. You're making a point.
I'm making a point.
You're making a point.
That's Thank you.
Okay.
All right. After all this silliness, those are the five sentences that we want to teach you on the show today.
Uh-huh.
Remember to go to our website to check out the video to brush up on it. Mm-hmm. VoiceTube.com/radio. VoiceTube.com/radio. Okay, let's go to our challenge right now. We do have a challenge for you, as we mentioned earlier in this show. What is today's challenge, Ray?
好，听清楚哦。今天这个礼拜的挑战是，请翻译。你说的有道理，不过我还是不同意。你说的有道理，不过我还是不同意。我们要你用的句子是 got a point.
All right, use got a point to translate the sentence from Chinese to English, the one that we just mentioned right here. Okay, and put it on, post it on our website, and we will get back to you.
Okay.
All right, and from last week's challenge, we have some responses here. What's our choice?
Okay, 我们上礼拜的挑战的翻译题是我宁可你什么都不说。那这个礼拜呢，我们收到了蛮多的回复。那我们这一次选到了Joe，Joe他回应的是这句。 JR, can you read that for us?
All right, Joe wrote back here, I'd rather you not say anything. Wow, that's okay. That's good.
Yeah, I'd rather you not say it. When will we use that?
I'd rather you not say
in
anything.
In a fight?
Yeah, in a fight.
Maybe.
Or when we're doing a radio show.
It's like,
Ray, I'd rather you say nothing at all right now.
It's like, don't cut me off. Right? We always cut each other off. It's like sometimes, yeah. It's kind of funny. That's about it for today. We had fun reading mean tweets about Obama.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah,
talking about the... But it's a serious issue, though.
Yeah. It is the cyberspace,
privacy, and anonymity. This issue is very serious.
Yeah. So go to our website, vote for our next video, and we will talk about it next Monday.
And leave your responses for our challenge, please.
No, that's right. My name is JR, and you can look me up on Facebook, JR Lee Radio. JR. L-E-E Radio 是我 and Ray
and me I am Ray Du English R-A-Y-D-U and I'm on YouTube too so you can search for me on YouTube too but don't leave me any mean comments please
he has a very good YouTube channel and leave him any responses
no please don't leave me any mean comments I can't take them
alright see you guys next week
see you guys on next Monday 8 to 8:30 again on VidTalk we'll talk to you next time
God bless you all
本节目由 VoiceTube 制作提供。想看更多有趣影片学英文，请到 VoiceTube.com。